What a time we've had the last few weeks. What an experience we've had the last few weeks. The residents of West will never forget where we were the moment on April 17th at 7:52 when the blast happened. Just like September 11th, I'll always remember where I was the day September 11th happened. I will always remember where I was when April 17th happened. Every time I walk into the sanctuary, it's a constant reminder because I was standing right there when it happened. And trust me, this room shook. It started to rattle like, oh my gosh, what is happening? The world is coming down. It was terrifying, scary. I've heard the stories of many of you and where you were and what was happening. It was terrifying. It was scary. And the weeks in between is going to be a blur. For me, it has been. It's been a blur. And it's been a ride. Am I right? It's been a ride. We have been going and going and going. Many of us haven't stopped. It's been a constant going on, constant happening. Got to do this. We got to do that. We got to be here. We got to be there. I got to do this. It's been fun. This last week has been a challenging week for me personally. Those of you that know that I do have a night job, I have a day job and I have a night job, and it's been fun. This week, my schedule changed, and I've had to work through the week. As you know, a lot of things happen around here during the week and kind of shut down during the weekend, obviously, except for Sunday mornings, as you can see. But we've been doing stuff throughout the week. And so I found myself where I would wake up, for instance, Monday morning. I woke up at 9 a.m., worked all day here Monday, went to work in Waco, 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. that night, and then back here again Tuesday till 1 o'clock p.m. Tuesday afternoon before I went to sleep. I slept till about 5 or 6, got back up, and did it all again. Wednesday, I went to, let me backtrack. Tuesday, I went to bed at 1, got back up at 5 p.m., 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., worked again all night, all day Thursday, till 1 o'clock in the morning, Thursday in the morning, working on stuff. I put in two 30-hour days throughout the week, on top of the 16-hour days. It's been fun, and it's been a challenge. And it can't be healthy, am I right? It can't be healthy. So it's been a real challenge. Wednesday morning, or whatever time I woke up, a verse kept running through my head. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it just kept going on to the point where I had to sit down and look and read the verse again. I had to actually open the Bible and look at the verse again because it kept pounding me and pounding me and pounding me. When Brother John asked me to preach today, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to want to do a message of hope. That's what I've been doing every time someone's asked me to speak. I've done a message of hope. We're going to rebuild. We're going to move forward. We're going to continue on. That's been my message. God is bigger than all of this, and we've continued on. But then as I woke up and I realized I went through this week and the hours that we've been putting in and everything that's been happening, I realized that message of hope is not important right now. The message of strength is where we need to be. And so I kept hearing that verse over and over and over. And guys, let me tell you something. That's God speaking to you. When you hear that verse over and over and over again, that's God speaking to you. And so I sat down and I opened the Bible and I read the verse and I felt like, you know what, there's more to this. And so I started looking around the verse. You know, they teach you in school, there was a whole class on reading the Bible. I was like, really? But they teach you that there's a lot more to that than just opening and reading scripture. And I started applying those principles to that and realized that the Lord really was speaking to me during that time. This has been a tough week, but I know the Lord is with me through the strength. No matter what your situation is right now, we are all under stress. Would you agree? You may be affected by this. Your home may have been destroyed. Your neighbor's home may have been destroyed. Your mother, father, relative may have been affected. Neighbor. Not only was their property destroyed, but you may most likely know someone who lost their life. This entire town is under stress. This entire town, no matter if you were affected or not, if you're in zone 3, zone 2, zone 1, or on the other side of town, you're under stress and you were affected. Where are you now? As I begin to go through the week, Philippians 4:13 came to mind. So I knew I needed to speak about that today. Turn with me now to Philippians 4:13 there. Philippians 4, verse 13. Common phrase. I've heard it quoted by athletes all the time, and everybody, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it continues on, it continues on. We hear that all the time. Again, Philippians 4, verse 13. But what I want to do is I want to go back one verse and start with verse 12. Give you the backstory. Paul's in prison right now. Paul, the writer of Philippians, is in prison right now. This is one of the prison epistles. And he's speaking and writing to the people of Philippians. This is actually part of his thank you to the people of Philippians because they had been supporting him financially, or they began to support him again. There was a period of time they weren't. But this is a thank you letter to him, and he's telling them what the situation is right now and where he's at. Verse 12 says this. Again, Philippians 4, verse 12 says this. I know how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. He's saying, I know I've lived in poverty, and I lived in prosperity. Everywhere in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. So he's saying right there, he's saying the phrase, I know, and I also know. It means he's speaking from experience. He's saying, I understand. I understand what it means to not know where my next meal is. I understand what it means to not sure where I'm going to be the next or if I'm going to have the roof over my head. I understand that. But I also remember and understand the time when I had everything. When I had shelter. I had food. I've been there. So he's seeing both sides. But then he says this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He's saying, I've done this. But no matter what my situation is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Are you hearing me, church family? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's not just a catchphrase. That's not just a catchphrase. That is the holy word and God speaking to you saying, you can do this. You got this. I'm behind you 100%. Paul speaks from that experience. And he's here to encourage you today. No matter how difficult his struggle was, Paul had a spiritual undergirding, an invisible support system. No matter what. Now, folks, listen, some of you may not be dealing with this disaster. You may live outside of town, but you know what? A disaster's coming to you. There is going to be a time when you will be in your own personal disaster. Okay? When things don't line up, when you're not able to continue on and do what you need to do, the bills may not get paid, you may lose your job, lose a loved one. It doesn't matter. Just remember this. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So this doesn't just apply to April 17 and the disaster that happened here. It applies to everyday life. A year from now when we rebuild, because we will rebuild, we will rise above this disaster. We will rebuild and we will move on. And when that happens, we will continue on. And folks, another disaster is going to hit you. Something else is going to happen. You're going to lose that loved one. Everybody's going to die. Bottom line, you will lose that loved one. That disaster will hit you again. And God is saying, I got you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not a catchphrase. Man, He's with us. And he's here for us. Paul writes in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. When Paul wrote, I can do all things, he had in mind the physical, not the spiritual things. I can do means to be strong, to have power, or to have resources. Paul was strong enough to endure anything through Christ who strengthens me. See, this last week, I caught myself trying to pull from my own strength. I'm a big guy. I can lift some things, you know. I can bench press a little bit. I like to eat. And I caught myself trying to pull from my own strength. Nonetheless, what's happened before last week, and now all the things that have happened before then, I found myself going, I got this. The Lord said, no, you don't. And he busted me down. To a point that I became delirious. And he kept reminding me, Phil, I'm behind you. You can't do this alone. And church family, neither can you. Because we can know all things through Christ who strengthens me. Paul does not mean, of course, he could not survive indefinitely without food, without water, sleep, or shelter. Now, when I'm, guys, this on a sidebar here, I'm speaking to myself too. Because many of you, Dr. Sparks, have told me, go to bed, get some sleep. So when I'm up here speaking, I'm speaking to myself too, folks. I know a lot of you are going to feel you need to hear your own sermon. Don't worry, we're recording it. I'm going to get it, all right? But this is the word that the Lord gave to me. We all need this. We need the strength, and we need to know where the strength comes from. When he is saying, what he is saying is that when he reached the limit of his resources and strength, even to the point of death, he was infused with strength of Christ. He could overcome the most dire physical difficulties because of the inner spiritual strength God had given him. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 through 31. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. The youth grow weary and tired and vigorous. Young men stumble badly. Yet those who wait for the Lord, hear me, those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Do you hear me? 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 7 through 10, and least I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations. A thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Hear me this. Concerning these things, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasures in infirmities. Hear me. Therefore, I take pleasures in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, and persecutions, and distress. For Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. You hear me? When I am weak, then I am strong. Can you feel it, folks? Can you feel the power, the Holy Spirit, giving you that strength? Paul was afflicted and begged God repeatedly to relieve him of the torment. But instead, delivering him, the Lord led Paul to sufficiency of his grace. This led Paul to write Ephesians chapter 3, starting in verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Jumping to verse 20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. God's power that dwells in the believers is far more sufficient than the strength and sustain than any trial. Do you turn to him? Do you seek him in these times? These are tough times, folks. You cannot do this alone. That's a lesson I've learned. And here's the thing. Somehow, we made it out okay. Somehow. And there was a point in time I felt bad. I was like, this can't be happening. Why was I spared? Why wasn't my house destroyed? Why did this get me? It's called survivor's remorse, is what that's called. I'll tell you why. Because God said, I got a plan for you, Phil. See, I have prepared you for this. I have trained you for this. I have equipped you for this. You see, in 2007, when I resigned, if this would have happened in 2007, I'd be like, I don't know. I don't know what we do. But God said, I got a plan for you. All I want you to do is resign. I want you to go and do this because I'm going to train you because I got something for you, Phil. I got something for you. And so when I resigned in 2007, I didn't understand what I was doing. No clue what I was doing. When I resigned in 2007 and I went in and I became a jailer at the McLennan County Jail, and then I went into the police academy and became a police officer, and as I learned how to delegate things and control mass chaos, you ever shut down the Interstate 35? It's a mess. You thought this was bad. Try shutting down 35. And it's taught me how to do all that stuff. So when the time hit at 7:52, when I was standing there right there telling our students, love your neighbor. And in the words of Ashley Crowder, our town go boom, I was prepared. I was prepared. Because God has equipped me through this. But I cannot do this alone. And neither can you. You need the strength of the Lord. You need the strength of the person sitting next to you. You need everything you can get right now to get you through this, because guys, and I've had to learn this lesson the hard way, this is a marathon. This is a marathon of marathons. This is not a sprint. So we need all the help we can get. There's going to be times of discouragement. I will tell you, I've gone through mental fatigue. I've gone through physical fatigue. I've gone through emotional fatigue, and I've gone through spiritual fatigue. And I'm sure many of you have been in the same place. But know this, God sits there with open arms saying, I've got you, come to me. I'm here for you. Just call upon me. I'm right here. He's doing this right here. And as long as you continue to do this by yourself, he's never going to reach you. But when you open those arms and you say, Lord, take me. Use me. I need you. He will embrace you. And oh, what a ride it'll be. And Minister Bob Russell wrote about a father who watched through the kitchen window as his small son attempted to lift a large stone out of his sandbox. The boy was frustrated as he wrestled with the heavy object because he just couldn't get enough leverage to lift it over the side. Finally, the boy gave up and sat down frustrated and defeated at the edge of the sandbox with his hands and his head in his hands. The father went out and asked, what's wrong, son? Can't you lift that rock out? No, sir, the boy replied. I can't do it. Have you used all the strength that's available to you, the father asked. Yes, sir, the boy replied, I did. Father replied, no, you haven't. You haven't asked me for help. Do you hear me? You haven't asked me for help. I joke with our students about being Batman. I'm Batman. Clearly not. Clearly not. And if I am, y'all are in trouble. I work at night, my other job. I wear dark clothing, I wear a tool belt. All I'm missing is my cape. But I'm not Batman. I'm not Batman. And neither are y'all. Neither are y'all. Call upon him, folks. Philippians 4:13 is not just a catchphrase. It's not just another verse we learned in vacation Bible school. This should be an anthem right now. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We got this. We can do this if you depend on him and not on yourself. You hear me? Over and over and over again, the scripture tells us that God is with us. He will give you strength. He will be there for you. We got the old adage about the footsteps in the sand, how, you know, you only see one set because he carried you. Guys, that's a good analogy. That's a good visual. That's where we should be right now. We should be, there should be no other footprints in the sand right now but the Lord carrying us. That's where we should be right now. So if you are right now, if you're going through those times, if you're feeling weak, you feel like you just can't go any further, discouraged, frustrated, have you called upon him yet? It's real easy to wake up with, you know, for me, I hit the ground running. I check my phone. I absolutely hate my phone right now. That thing's horrible. But I'll sleep and I'll wake up and I'll have 10 voicemails, 20 text messages. I can't even tell you how many emails I have. So I get up and I hit the ground running. Start taking off doing what I got to do. And I realize I can't keep doing that. My day starts with prayer and it ends with prayer. It starts with me in the Word, and it ends with me in the Word, because I can't do this alone. I can't do this alone. So let me encourage you, folks. Hear these words. Let him carry you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God is bigger than all of this, and he will carry you through this. But you have to call upon him first. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you for the love that you have for us, God. And Father, we thank you for the strength that you give us, God. We need you in these times, Father. We need you, God. Father, we call upon you right now to carry us out of here, Father, and help us through this time, Father. And Father, remind us that we can't do this alone, God, that we need you. Don't let us continue to go out throughout the day without you, God. We need these reminders, Father. So I pray right now, Father, that the people standing and sitting in front of me, Father, that they hear your word today, God, and that they call upon you now for their strength, Father. We need you, God. And we love you. We thank you so much for the grace you extend for us. And most importantly, we thank you for the cross. It's in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Guys, hear me. Every Sunday we tell you to step forward. Brother John, stand here. Brother John and I stand here to receive you. We're not standing here to say, look at us. We're standing here to say, look, we would love to pray for you. So please come up and talk to us. But you know, guys, here is holy ground. This is a house of worship where we focus our attention on the Lord. And so part of that house of worship is the altar that is open at the footsteps of God. So I pray that you use those times. And during these times of invitation, that you find these altars, that you seek out staff or the person next to you and say, pray for me, because you can't do this alone. So use these times. If you're feeling a call to mission or ministries, come tell us so we can share with the church. If you would like to join our church and become a member, come talk to us so we can get you there. If you would like to be baptized, come talk to us. Baptism, the thing that says, look, I am a Christian and I want to make that public to you right now. Whatever the case may be, come up here and talk to us during this time. Let's stand.
You're seeing hymn number